Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Let the Children Come to Jesus. Amen. We are in Mark, the New Testament, chapter 10, and Jesus is talking to his disciples and to the people. And this is his ministry. And he was a minister for 3.5 years. And after that, he died on the cross. He rose from the dead and went. He lifted up into the air after 50 days of being resurrected. And he went up to be with God. And one day, we're all going to be with God. And we need to, of course, receive Jesus in order to get to heaven. He's the only way to the gate. He said, he is the only door. Amen. I'm so excited you're joining us today. I would love for you to follow with us, to read the Bible in 1 year with us. And I post the scriptures every day in Facebook. You can friend me or request to be in that group, and you will receive the scriptures every day. And I expound on it as well. All right, so Mark chapter 10. Once when some mothers were bringing their children to Jesus to bless them, the disciples shooed them away, telling them not to bother him. But when Jesus saw what was happening, he was very much displeased with his disciples and said to them, Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as they. Don't send them away. I tell you as seriously as I know how, that anyone who refuses to come to God as a little child will never be allowed into his kingdom. And then he took the children into his arms, and he placed his hands on their head, and he blessed them. And these will be his here on earth, and in the world to come, he shall have eternal life. What does Jesus say? I remember when I was little, my grandmother used to send us to the community center, and there were teenagers that were teaching the Word of God. And at that time, they had like a flannel board, you know, a board where they could put things up and give us a visual. Well, now they have television probably and anything else, but back then, they had an easel. And they put the pictures up so we could see who Jesus was. And the one song that they sang to us was Jesus Loves the Little Children. And I still remember that today. That song and also Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Teach your children that Jesus loves them. Teach your children the Ten Commandments so they can know what is the truth. What is good and what is bad. So, don't send the children away. I tell you seriously, as I know how, that anyone who refuses to come to God as a little child will never be allowed into his kingdom. Then he took the children into his arms and he placed his hands on their heads and he blessed them. Friends, all these will be here on earth and in the world to come. they shall have eternal life. All the children that come to him, and the Bible says we have to come to him like little children. Friends, children need Jesus just as much as adults do. Share the Ten Commandments with them so they can know what God's laws are and they can adhere to it. And it's our responsibility to teach them what the laws are, God's laws, and how can we obey them. God wants to bless the children. Blessings come through following what God is telling us and doing what God is telling us to do. Deuteronomy 32:46-47, Moses made these comments. Meditate upon the laws I have given you today and pass them on to your children. Because these laws are not mere words, they are your life. Through obeying them, you will live long, plentiful lives in the land that you are going to possess. We might think we don't need the law, but we really do. We don't think that our children would understand the law, but they will. There's something in us that God has put in our being to know what is right and what is wrong, to know what is the truth and what is a lie. And if we choose to believe a lie, then we will. If we choose not to accept the truth, that is premeditated. That means we're doing it knowing that we know the truth, but we don't want to receive the truth. But Jesus said, he is the truth, the way, and the life. No man can come to him except for him through him. And that's in the Word of God. Look it up. You can type it in Bible Gateway and put in that word, meditate, or write in the word truth, and we'll show you all the scriptures that's talking about the truth. And of course, the red words are what Jesus said. And friends, little children need ministry. They need to know. Somebody needs to tell them the truth so they can accept it on their own and come to Jesus. You know, Mozart, I think he was six or seven years old when he wrote the music that he wrote and played the music. And how many children have so many gifts, talents that God has given them? And if God has given them all these talents, shouldn't he be able to do the Word of God and understand the truth? Amen. Let's pray for our children today. And I would like you to, if you are a teenager or whatever, man, woman, whatever it is, and you want to receive Jesus, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, to change me, to give me eternal life. Father God, I ask you to forgive my sins. Lord, I know that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus. I accept your word. I accept that I'm a sinner, that I need a Savior, and you are my Savior. You can deliver me from all my sins. And Lord, also give me eternal life. Lord, I ask you to forgive me like as I forgive my people who hurt me, or I hurt them. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for caring about me and loving me and to die on the cross for me. I receive your word right now. In your peace. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said this prayer today, I would like to know. I would like to know. Let me know in Facebook or in the message that you came to Jesus, and I will send you some things more to help you get on the way. Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you for all the little children that are coming to you in this generation. Lord, you will not be without a remnant that will serve you day and night. And for the seniors, Father God, for people, Father God, Lord, this is the time when you will have a great harvest, Father God. Use us for your glory. Lord, we pray for America. We pray for Israel. We pray for all the countries, China, Russia, all the people who are coming to you now, Father God, supernaturally turning their lives over to Jesus. Lord, let the little children come to Jesus. Let there be something in their heart that desire the truth, desire to know God, and desire to serve Jesus. And so we thank you, Father God, for children all over the world. Lord, we ask that you protect them, Father God, from the evil one, from the works of the devil, Father God, and set them free. And so we thank you, Father, and give you praise on them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.